My scripture reading is in Matthew 6, starting at the first verse. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for these words of truth and words of light. Heavenly Father, we ask your Holy Spirit to be present with us so that we may walk in a closer walk to that you would have us to walk and be more like the person that you would have us to be. And Heavenly Father, bless the rest of this service and these words and thoughts that we will express, and help them to help each one of us as you would have. In the name of Yeshua, we ask, and amen. The title of my message to you today is Lord's Prayer Spirit. And the text that I will use today is the 7th verse of Matthew 6. And let's look at this. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. Now, I don't know what you think when you hear scriptures such as my scripture reading was, and such as the text is. But to me, the bottom line of all of this seems to be that Jesus is telling his disciples and his followers, when you pray, pray with a sincere heart. Let it be from a sincere heart how you pray and how you express yourself to the Heavenly Father. And a study of the Lord's Prayer, a serious study of it, will reveal that a very definite pattern is proposed for our communication with God and for our bringing petitions to Him. And this prayer that Jesus gave us a model of, a pattern of how we are to approach our Heavenly Father with our prayers. Yeshua gave us a pattern to go by. The most important thing to be observed about this prayer is the spirit that it encourages. The Lord's Prayer spirit. And you know, this morning, as we had our Bible study, had our Torah portions, it was very clear that as we read some of the scriptures that we read in Romans and in Hebrews that was written by Paul, it was very clear. It can be misunderstood. Paul may have meant one thing, and when we read his words, we might not quite get that, or we might get something incorrectly. And I think it's a very relevant question that I would ask you. How often have you said something to one or more people and you have totally been misunderstood? How often has that happened to any of y'all? You said something and then you realize instantly, almost after the words came out of your mouth, you realize by the way people reacted to it, hey, this something's wrong here. And what did I, you know, you're questioning yourself then. What did I say? Why was I misunderstood? And a lot of times you realize, I didn't say that the way I intended to. The way I said that, I didn't mean that. I said it, the words came out, but that's not what I meant. And then you have to go about, hopefully, correcting and letting one or more people know you just made a mistake, honest mistake. You blurted out something on the spur of the moment, and it really wasn't in what you intended to convey. What you said was not what you meant, and what they heard was not what you meant, but it was what you said, but you didn't say what you meant. What I would like for us to take a close look at this morning is the Lord's Prayer, the pattern prayer that He gave to His followers to use as they took their prayers and their petitions, their request to Almighty Yahweh. And the first is that the word Father is used. And when we look at it from the standpoint of what is really meant by that word and why Yeshua used it, Father. You know, in all of your readings, I know that you get the point that with God, there is and intended to be a family represented, a spiritual family. And it is God's family. And Yahweh is the Father of the family. And Yeshua is Yahweh's only begotten Son, Yeshua of Nazareth. And we are called to be and intended to be literal sons and daughters of Almighty Yahweh, our Father in heaven. There's a difference between offering prayers to the eternal Creator of all that we see and know, and presenting our personal needs to the Father. There is that when we say, Father, Father, forgive me. Those kind of words are used also to represent a child-parent relationship. God wants us to be His son or daughter. We're called to be that. And if we follow His plan for all of mankind, then we will react to Him in accordance with His word, and we will be and will become and stay. As we hold on to His hands, we will stay sons and daughters of Almighty God. When we say Father, it's to the one who brought all into existence. But it's also to a child, parent, fatherly, son and daughter kind of relationship. Another spirit that is conveyed is an unselfish spirit. We not only have the word our Father, we have our Father in heaven. Do you see? Family, extension, plurality, our Father. It is our Father as brothers and sisters, and we approach Him. It's the perfect pattern for prayer, because we are part of His family. A community of concern is not only encouraged, but is required. A community of concern, not just a personal, individual concern, but a community concern, a church, a body of believers. The whole body of Christ. It's a community concern. Also, there is a reverent and worshipful spirit when the words are spoken, Hallowed be thy name. Do you see the respect and the honor there given as you approach God? Hallowed be your name. I respect you, God. I love you. And I come to you acknowledging you as my spiritual father. And I have something I want to ask of you. Irreverence has been the undoing of many people throughout the centuries. And some seems to want to approach God as He was some sort of chum or buddy. We trample into the courts of Almighty Holy God, Creator God, with muddy boots on. To pray effectively, we must open our eyes to the holiness of God. And how could we ever read His Word without knowing the kind of person that He is, the kind of character that He has, the kind of demands that He makes, how forgiving He is, how he expects us to be so humble. And to not only love him, but to love our neighbors and our brothers and sisters. Isaiah recognized this kind of God that I am speaking. Let's go to Isaiah 6 and verse 1. Isaiah 6 and verse 1. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with a train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to the other and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Isn't that beautiful? And that speaks of how our Heavenly Father is. There is also a spirit from the sense of evangelistic or missionary with the words in the prayer, "Thy kingdom come." And the petition will be realized ultimately when the Lord does come. But his kingdom is also in the presence as individuals make him the Lord of their lives. And if we would truly honor this petition, we would offer ourselves as witnesses for our Lord. And each opportunity that we have, even though our evangelistic place or missionary spirit might be just across town, it might be a neighbor down the street, but that is a limited type of missionary or evangelistic spirit. But if we would yield to that call of being a witness for him, there is also a spirit of obedient and submissive spirit. Thy will be done as it is in heaven. And to experience the grace and power of God and to achieve the purpose of God in our lives, we must realize his purpose for our life and cooperate with him in order to receive the ultimate blessings that he has for us and our daily work, and so that our daily needs will be met. And if you are a child of God and you are a son or daughter of Almighty God, your daily needs will be met. It's a promise. You can count on it. Have you ever seen one of God's children go hungry? God calls us to be that kind of servant for him, that would minister however we might to those unfortunate ones around us, to the widow, to the orphan. We are to give them help. We are to let God work through us to help them. There is also an humble and dependent spirit in this prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. And you know that promise is several times throughout God's word. Our daily bread will be given. And in this modern day in which so many are so far removed from the process in which we get our bread from God, you know, we don't have to just be talking about natural bread. If we get fed God's word, if we get fed spiritual words, they serve as food to our very soul. They can take away the natural hunger of our bodies if we are spiritually fed. And I know the one sitting here has been spiritually fed many times throughout the same exact words, but differently each time, almost each time. And it's miraculous how that works, but it does work. It's easy to forget sometimes how we are dependent, so dependent on Him. But the words let us know that He wants us to be, and that we should be. We have the words, "You can do nothing without me." We have to have Yeshua and Yahweh. We have to know their words, their promises, their words of encouragement. We have to know them. And we have to abide in them and let them feed us. By this prayer, we're encouraged to ask God's blessings on our daily work, that our daily needs might be met. And regardless, our daily needs are going to be met because our Father loves us, and He promises this to us. There is also a confessing and forgiving spirit. Now, all of these type of spirits that I'm relaying on to you are from this model prayer, from this pattern prayer, but you are to recognize these different intents of the one speaking, Yeshua, and to put them to work in your prayers in different forms to pray to the Father, to present your case, your needs, your wants, others' needs. You're to use these spirits, the very essence, almost as if it was the essence of you, the soul of you, what is intended above all things. And that's what Jesus wanted us to know. This is how you are to pattern your prayers. And the basic thought here, the basic intent is, it must be personal. It must be sincere. It must be from the heart. That's how Yahweh wants us to go to Him. That's what He expects of us forever. Sincerity. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And as people stand in need of daily food, even so they stand in need of cleansing from sin. And as long as you are flesh and blood, you're going to need that. As long as you are flesh and blood, you are subject to coming short that of which Yahweh would have you to be and to do and to say. We know that Yeshua paid the once and only price. He shed His blood once and forever. We discussed that this morning. But we're flesh and blood. And we know that we're going to have to recognize that we have to go to the Father every time we recognize that we come short. That's the plan. We're to plead the blood of Jesus Christ because it was shed once and for all. We don't have to use any more animals. We don't have to do it on a daily basis, even though our sins hopefully don't occur on a daily basis, but they might, hopefully for a few days only. But we're to plead the blood of Yahweh's only begotten Son, who paid that price, who shed His blood, who was the perfect sacrificial Passover Lamb of God. And not only for Passover, but just that it happened at that particular time of the year. No doubt to add importance and significance to it. And it does, and it did. But we're to recognize that, and we are to accept it. And we are to call on Him in our prayers with that kind of thinking and intent and knowledge. If we would be happy, more happy, we must understand that we must forgive those who sin against us. Because unresolved hate festers and produces a poison that corrupts our whole system. We must forgive as our Father and as Yeshua lets us know we must. God is love. We must seek to be love. Also, we cannot hold hate or hateful feelings or actions, words. They must become foreign to us. There is also a cautious and trusting spirit. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know, we need to call on God to send His Holy Spirit in a more prevailing way in our life and let it become more meaningful to us, having His Holy Spirit dwelling within us, but giving us strength to resist the evil, to resist evil inclinations. Deliver us from evil. Within one's own strength, no one is adequate to overcome the evil that is within and the evil that is without. We are in daily need of divine resources if we are to rise above the weakness within and the pressures of life that comes against us so often from without. There is also, finally, a confident and adoring spirit with these words, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." All that we are and all that we have comes from the source, the bountiful stores of Yahweh. And there will be more confidence in our spirit, more gratitude in our heart, more prayers on our lips, if we will recognize how good our Heavenly Father has been to us, what He is doing for us now, what He has planned for us in the future. It includes it all. It is all part of that festivals of the year that we celebrate. Every year we celebrate the festivals of God. And each one of them is significant to our understanding of the past and of the present and of the future. And that's why it's so important, and that's why it is, that's why we do it. That's why it's commanded that we do it on a yearly basis. It draws us into the presence of God more often. It allows us to communicate, to receive, and to give. He showers many of His blessings on us without us even asking. He is more eager, can you believe this? He's more eager to bless than we are to receive. You know God's words tells you how to be blessed more? You know that. Be the kind of person God calls you to be. Pray to Him often. Give to Him as He says. You have robbed me, God says in one place. How? In tithes and in offerings. See not, prove me now, if I will not provide you such a blessing as you obey me, that you will not be able to even receive it all. It will be so bountiful that it will fill your cup and overflow. Do you see? God has blessings for you. He wants them to give. He wants to give them to you. Let's look at Isaiah 65 and 24. And we are closing Isaiah 65 and 24. It will also come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? That's a promise. He says He will do this. Before you even finish asking Him, He knows what you're going to say. He will start to answer your prayer before you even finish. Before you call, I will hear. That is wonderful. While you are still speaking, I will hear. Let's look at Zechariah 13 and 9. Zechariah 13 and 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire. He says, I'm going to bring one third through the fire. What happens to the other two thirds? And I will bring the third part through the fire. Refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is my God. Isn't those wonderful words? And the spirit of the Lord's prayer is not just correct repetitions of the words of that prayer or the sequence that these words are in. We must ask for the spirit intended by that Lord's Prayer. Let us recognize these different approaches, these different spirits, and let them be a guide to our prayer requests to Yahweh. If you would, stand with me and let's read our blessing of God to us and of us to each other. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful words. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this service. We thank you for this blessed Sabbath. Lord, we thank you that we get wonderful recovery on this day. Our bodies, our minds are refreshed as we turn our thoughts to you and to your words and to your creation. Heavenly Father, we recognize you and you only as the creator of all that is and all the promises and blessings that you have for us as we are one of your sons and daughters in your almighty family. And Heavenly Father, right now, go with each one. Bless their families. Lord, bless them. Let your Holy Spirit lead and guide them. Let it direct them. Let them keep them out of the places that you would have them not to be in, and lead them to those places that you would have them be. And help them to help others. As Lord, you bring others to them for that purpose. And in all these things, we give you praise and honor and glory. In the name of Yeshua, we ask, and amen.